Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera, returning your call. How may I help you?
I have a couple of deductions on my bank account, and I'm not sure what they are for.
Okay, ma'am, may I please have your zip code?
It's 87402.
Eight seven four zero two. Thank you. Can I have your first and last name?
I'm Shelley Strickland. And it's LSTRICKLIN.
Thank you. Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
Yes, ma'am. It's 7800 Foothills Drive, Farmington, New Mexico, 87402.
You said 7800 Foothill Drive, Farmington, New Mexico.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Give me one moment while I pull up your account.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. My system just going a little slow today. Please give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. I'm sorry for the wait. How may I help you?
That's not a problem. Thank you. Are you having a good day so far? I hope you are.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank
you. Okay, good. Because I know you guys get given hell all the time, so I'm just apologizing for everybody that's been mean to you today.
Yes, ma'am, it can be challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have your account pulled up, and you're calling about a charge?
Yes, ma'am. $67.32 on or around November 25th.
Okay, I see. The reason you're being charged at $67.32 is because of that first initial charge you made on November 20th, where you paid shipping and handling $5.74 for a tactical bag.
Okay.
And when you made that first charge, you were agreeing to the terms and conditions. And the terms and conditions said
okay.
that if you do not call
That's kind of what I thought. So whatever this is, I want to cancel it because I cannot afford that.
Okay. Let me get that account canceled for you. Give me one moment.
Okay. So you're out there in California?
That's where our numbers come from, but no, we're not.
Oh, okay.
I guess the corporate office is there. I don't know.
Okay. Make sure my ink pen works here. It should. I've never used it. So we'll see. Is it cold where you are? It's freezing cold here.
It's just starting back, getting cold. This weather is crazy. Hot the next and cold the next. It's just wishy-washy.
Yeah, it's just really cold here. I'm in northern New Mexico and northwest corner of New Mexico. Just, I don't know if you know where Durango, Colorado is. A lot
yeah,
of
I do.
People do. But, okay. We're just south of there, and it's like 23 degrees outside right now, and it feels like 10.
Oh, my.
And there's no snow. You know, if there was snow, it would be nice.
But there's no snow, and it's just cold.
No snow. It's just cold. I mean, cold.
So how's the weather during the summer? Does it get very hot?
We only have maybe 3 days where we're above 100. Most of the time, we're 95 to 85. It's really nice in the summertime.
Okay. That's good. It don't be too hot, but it be warm. I get you.
Yeah.
Do you guys get lots of rain or anything like that?
No. We're high desert.
Oh, dry and cold.
And right now, we're in an extreme drought, and even the desert trees are starting to die. I hate it. I look at a hillside and half the trees are dying. It's bad. But I look at it, okay, if we're going to go, have you ever seen the movie The Day After Tomorrow?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It starts out, global warming is melting the ice caps and causing desalination in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it throws us into a new ice age. And I'm thinking, okay, God's getting us ready for the ice age because he's killing off all these trees and they're going to be nice and dry to start fires so we can stay warm. I just got to find a little bit of sunshine in everything.
Yes, ma'am. And I was reading about the I think the Atlantic and Antarctica with the polar bears is getting hot out there and it's melting the ice.
I know, and they're having a hard time surviving. But the Earth has gone through this cycle 7 times where it's gone global warming and then an ice age. That's happened 7 different times, and they've documented it through ice cores on the polar caps, both of them.
So each time after it happens, it go back to normal and do it again?
Well, it throws us into an ice age that lasts like 1,200 years, you know. So I think it's the Earth's way of cleansing itself. And there's nothing that we could do as humans. Because first of all, if we're the only ones not polluting, that it doesn't make any difference. Everybody on the planet would have to do it, and in order to do that, it would basically kill off 3/4 of the population of the world, because people could not survive without petroleum-based heating and electricity.
Yeah. It's not that we intentionally do it on purpose, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I try to, you know, be clean myself, but, you know, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and like
if I'm the only one
the gas
in my whole town that's going to do something, then I'm pretty outnumbered, and whatever the rest of everybody else does is what's going to happen. So, you know,
just like when we get gas in our cars, that's bad for the earth too. You know, when the exhaust be coming out of our pipes and stuff, it's something we can't, you know.
Yeah.
Help. We don't mean to do it on purpose intentionally, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly. And besides that, most of the electricity right now that they're wanting everybody to have electric vehicles, most of the electric grid right now is petroleum or coal or natural gas. It's either diesel or natural gas or coal that are running all these power plants. And just recently, in fact, in September, they closed down our power station here in the Four Corners. and we were providing power to California.
Hmm.
But it was a coal-fired plant, so they shut it down. And they put thousands of people out of the job when they did that.
Oh, my.
You know, there's, I can understand a little bit of the logic of the Green New Deal. However, we are not ready for it. Period. Mm-hmm. Okay, do I have a cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Just talking your ear off, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. That C is in
trying
Charlie.
Keep this conversation a little interesting anyway.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
That C is in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262.
807.
I'm sorry, what?
262. 8.
268.
07.
07.
836.
836. So it's C as in Charlie, 262-807-836.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. And I didn't catch your name at the beginning.
My name is Kiara.
Oh, Kiara. Well, you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day and a great holiday.
Oh, and while I've got you, is there another charge? That was the $5.74 for the shipping and handling, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I need to know. All righty, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day and a great holiday.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.